It's time now for the online quiz bowl at Q107radio.com. Every match sponsors include Avera Health Systems Central Office, Mitchell Technical Institute, Walmart of Mitchell, Coburn Superstore of Mitchell. This winner's bracket match between Avon and Plankinton is also being sponsored by Community Bank of Avon, Poet Research Center of Scotland, Poet Biorefining of Mitchell, and Safe Haven Small Animal Hospital. Avon, who beat Mitchell 3-2, has a team coach of Paul Kuhlman. Their team captain is Spencer Burt. Team members Lauren Sees and Cassie Vogt. Also members of the team is Bethany Nixon and Evan Blaha. Again, Avon beat Mitchell 3-2. Plankinton beat Kimball 4-3. Their coach is Sherry Brunsma. Their team captain is Nolan Sampson, with team members Edwin Guzman Zaragoza, with team members Tommy Niles and Tristan Niles. Not in the room today, but also a member is Lane Gindon. Again, Plankinton knocked off Kimball 4-3 in the first round. Winner of this Avon-Plankinton matchup will move on to play McCook Central December 17th. The loser of this will play Parkston on November 26th. Avon has won the coin toss to determine who will get to go first. Avon, you ready for your first round question?
Yes.
Here is your first round question for Avon. When the Dutch controlled much of Indonesia, they forced the peasant farmers to grow certain crops. Among these was what plant from which a blue dye can be made?
Indigo.
Is correct, Avon. You're on the board. You lead it 1-0. Back to Plankinton. Here is your first round question. In Pose, the murders in the Rue Morgue, what is the Rue Morgue?
A morgue.
It's a street in Paris. No correct answer for Plankinton. Back to Avon. You lead it 1-0. In what state are these cities? Anniston, Gadsden, Huntsville, Mobile, Montgomery.
Alabama.
Alabama is correct. And Avon has taken a commanding 2-0 lead over Plankinton. Plankinton, back to you. Looking to get on the board here first with your correct answer. In 1844, what Mormon leader, along with his brother Hiram, were lynched by a mob in Carthage, Illinois, after being jailed for wrecking the offices of a rival Mormon newspaper?
Brigham Young.
Joseph Smith. No correct answer for Plankinton. Avon, back to you with the correct answer here. You'll win the match 3-0. Cecil Calvert, the proprietor of the Maryland colony, was given the title of Lord what?
We don't know.
Lord Baltimore is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Avon. Leaves the door open for Plankinton. The psychological impairment called agraphia indicates a loss of a pre-existing ability to do what?
Do math.
Right. W-R-I-T-E is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Plankinton. Again, back to Avon for the win. According to Newton's third law, what always comes in pairs that are equal and opposite?
Protons and electrons.
Answer I'm looking for is forces. No correct answer for Avon. Back to Plankinton. The nuclei of what heavenly objects consist of rock, dust, water ice, and frozen gases?
Asteroids.
Comets is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Plankinton. Avon, again, back to you for the win. You are watching the sun, and at the moment it reaches local apparent noon, you call Greenwich and find the time there to be 5 p.m. What is your longitude?
5 degrees.
75 degrees west is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Avon. Back to Plankinton. He was viewed as beneficent because he imparted happiness to mortal and immortal couples. At worst, he was mischievous in his matchmaking. Name this Roman god of love.
Cupid.
Cupid is correct, Plankinton. You're on the board. You still trail it, however, 2-1. Avon, back to you again for the win. What term for sharp, stubby twigs on wooded plants also indicates the spiked wheels sometimes worn by cowboys to urge their mounts forward?
Spurs.
Is correct, Avon, and you've won the match 3-1 over Plankinton. Avon stays undefeated. They'll move on to play McCook Central, also undefeated on December 17th. Plankinton just their first loss. They'll drop down in a consolation bracket to take on Parkston November 26th. Avon 3, Plankinton 1 on the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.